WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 75 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Iran has vowed revenge on Israel after the assassination in Tehran of the top Hamas political leader.
The Pentagon is now sending an additional fighter squadron and more warships to the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Israeli military says an officer and a soldier were injured this morning in northern Israel after rockets crossed from Lebanon. Israel has been fighting with the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah in that area. And overnight, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he spoke with his Israeli counterpart to reiterate U.S. support for Israel. President Biden is convening a national security meeting today to discuss developments in the Middle East.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Vice President Harris joins the president today for that meeting. At some point soon, she is going to announce her running mate. Category 1 Hurricane Debby blowing at 80 miles an hour to make landfall this morning along Florida's Gulf Coast and the Big Bend region, expected to be a big rainmaker. This is ABC News. Rotherham, England. Police trying to hold back neo-Nazis trying to break into a hotel being used to house asylum-seeking migrants. At least 10 officers injured. This in the wake of a stabbing attack last week that killed 3 girls and wounded many more. The suspected attacker is in custody, but no motive's been determined. Prime Minister Keir Starmer called it far-right thuggery.
This is not protest. It is organized, violent thuggery. And it has no place on our streets or online.
Nearly 150 people arrested this weekend as violent anti-immigration rallies hit multiple cities for the third day in a row. Far-right groups exploiting the horrific stabbing attack at a dance class last Monday that killed 3 children. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer promising those involved in the violence will face the full force of the law.
ABC's Patrick Reval in London. And in New York, I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to rise to around 81 degrees, mostly cloudy and humid with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms. Tonight, breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong. A low of 61 for Tuesday, light showers ending by midday, a bit of sunshine later in the afternoon, and a high of 72. Wednesday, partly cloudy and nice, a high of 78. There's a flood warning in effect for some parts of the area, a flood watch for Sauk County from tonight through Tuesday. That's the closest county in our listing area that is mentioned. So there's a possibility of some rain or heavy rain in our area as we head into the evening hours, especially this evening. 79 was the midnight reading. Right now, we're at 74 degrees. It has stayed again very warm overnight. Today is Monday, August 5th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna gonna study war no more. Gonna meet my dear mother down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna meet my dear mother down by the riverside. Gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Gonna meet my dear father down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna meet my dear father down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I'm gonna meet my dear Jesus down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna meet my dear Jesus down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside. Gonna study war no more. Ain't 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 gonna study war no more.
That's Alabama as we start the day in a positive way, down by the riverside. Before that, our traditional opening to the morning, we begin the broadcast day with Leonard Slotkin and the orchestra and our national anthem rendition for today. It is 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. Today is Monday, August 5th. Here we are, together again. It was a busy week last week. It'll be really busy this week with lots of community events going on. We'll take a look at some of those coming up in a few minutes. Also, we'll share with you a look at the sports world, including a Brewer loss. The Brewers losing a couple in a row, trying to kick it in gear in August, but right now they're kind of running on fumes a little bit in terms of the abilities that were kind of around them earlier this year. So hopefully they can get their mojo back, trying to overcome some injuries to some key players. We're at 75 degrees. Yes, it's a warm start to the day here as we begin an August morn. Time to start the chores. Here is Jimmy Buffett.
Game, laughing and running, said before. I just want to burn the bridge and lock the door. I don't want to talk it over anymore. I don't want to be your lover or your friend. I just want to walk away and let it end.
That's Connie Smith on the Light in the Mail Cow Show. 5:15 the time. Beginning today, a reminder, the Richland County Highway Department will be closing Highway 60 to install a culvert. This closure will be on Highway 60 east of Muscadet to Gotham. Highway 60 will be hard closed from County Highway 00 and the west intersection of Gingers Road to the east intersection of Gingers Road. The road will be closed to through traffic, but fire and rescue will still be able to maintain service in the area. The road will remain closed until Thursday, August 8th. Be aware of that for today as you go about your merry way. And a reminder, the Vernon County Emergency Management will be testing sirens again today, and they'll be doing that for today beginning around noon. If inclement weather is in the area, the test will be done the next good weather day. The State Riverway Board has scheduled its annual guided canoe trips on the Wisconsin River. Trips scheduled for today and Thursday from 9 until 1 from Gotham to Muscadet. To make a reservation or find out more, contact the Riverway Board office at 608-739-3188. Reminder is from our community calendar today.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make the film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Time.
Mama gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well.
Buck Owens with the Buckaroos on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock is not guaranteed continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Good morning. It is 20 minutes after 5. Yesterday in hometown baseball, it was Pine Bluff Mount Horeb getting the victory against Dodgeville 7-2, and Verona was a winner against Belleville 7-6. In action from the southeast, it was Evansville 6-3 over Cambridge. Fort Atkinson beat Utica 5-3. In the north, Ashton 5-4 over Middleton, and Sauk Prairie beat Reedsburg 11-8, the final score. And in the east, it was Monona 5-3 over DeForest, and Sun Prairie beat Montello 5-0. On the state scene, Luis Garcia Jr. homered for the second consecutive day. Rookie James Wood hit a bases-loaded triple, and the Washington Nationals defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 yesterday. For the Brewers, they dropped the final two of a three-game series and have lost 4 of 5 overall. They went 2-4 against Washington this year, the first time the Brewers lost a season series to the Nationals since 2015. Elsewhere, it was San Francisco 8-2 over Cincinnati, Miami 7, Atlanta nothing, Arizona 6-5 over Pittsburgh, San Diego 10, and Colorado 2. The Cubs beat St. Louis 6-2. In the American League, Kansas City 3, Detroit 2, Tampa Bay 1-0 over Houston, Baltimore 9, Cleveland 5, the Yankees 4-3 over Toronto, Boston 7, Texas 2, Minnesota over the White Sox 13-7. The White Sox have lost their 20th consecutive game, the major's longest skid in 36 years, and one short of an American League record. And in interleague play, it was the Dodgers 3-2 over Oakland, Philadelphia 6, and Seattle nothing. The Angels 3-2 over the Mets. Noah Lyles, won the Olympic 100 meters by just 5/10 of a second Sunday, waiting some 30 seconds after the finish. The photo finish was tracked, and he was declared the winner at the Olympics. And the U.S. closed out Olympic swimming with a wide range of emotions. The Americans set two world records on the final night, winning the gold medal count over rival Australia and easing the sting of the first loss ever in the men's 4x1-meter medley relay. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. and Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offer steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Here we go. How about trying the aerobic polka today? Here we go. One, two, three. Yep. There on WRCO. That was a wild one with the sax leading the way, the Quick Stop Polka on WRCO for the Light in the Milk House Monday morning get together. We are just around the corner from today's Farm News and Market Report. Here's a waltz for you to cool down.
To hear when I held you, and they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated when replaced. in your eyes show me a fool.
Classic here on the Mel Kiles Show. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy and humid. A 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. A high of 81. Winds becoming east-northeasterly at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong. A low of 61. A flood watch for Sauk County from this evening through Tuesday morning has been issued. In Richland Center, we are at 75 degrees, up from the overnight low today. The good morning time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit timslackauctionrealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Being fairest of the fair means spending a lot of time promoting and educating fairgoers who often have a lot of questions. Brownfield's Larry Lee reports.
Kelsey Henderson from Racine County is Wisconsin's 2024 fairest of the fair, and she tells Brownfield much of her schedule involves interacting with the public and answering their questions.
Connecting the producers with the consumers and being able to share that story of where your milk and where your food comes from.
Henderson says people ask her about what animals eat, where milk comes from, and a lot of questions about what they see in the show rings.
I think one of my favorite questions I've gotten from kids is when they're watching shows and they get asked, what are they judging? And so I think that's a really unique opportunity to talk about all of our different species, from the dairy cattle to the pigs, to the rabbits, to the goats, to the beef cattle, you name it.
Henderson encourages people to go into the barns and ask questions.
I think it's really cool learning experience to listen to a judge or ask an exhibitor in the barn what they do and why they do it and what they're looking for, because maybe you'll learn something new.
From the Wisconsin State Fair, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is finalizing modifications on tariffs for imported Chinese goods, and a trade policy specialist says she's expecting to hear more soon. Virginia Houston with the American Soybean Association says she's optimistic China won't retaliate on U.S. ag products.
Of course, we're always concerned when tariffs are in play, just because we've seen how detrimental the impact can be for our exports. But, you know, one thing we've communicated closely to the administration outside of the need for a tariff removal is the hope that tariffs, if they choose to implement them, are targeted and don't trigger Chinese retaliation on ag.
And while China has slowed down some of its purchases of U.S. soybeans in the new crop marketing year, she says the country is still the largest customer for U.S. soybeans.
You know, additional tariffs could lead them to be more dependent on old crop beans from Brazil or Argentina and look for ways to get away from U.S. soy.
The U.S. soybean markets are relying on export demand this year due to an expected large U.S. soybean crop. The maturing corn crop could be vulnerable to weather extremes. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp reports from a Syngenta Grow More Experience plot tour in central Iowa.
Syngenta Agronomic Service Rep Logan Dinkla says a wet and blustery growing season raises the risk for lodging.
You know, we've had a few wind events recently, and you know, we're known to get some here in the future. But you know, with moisture we've had, there's potential for, you know, maybe we're running short on nitrogen and our stocks start to cannibalize.
He says growers will need to be checking stock integrity in the weeks leading up to harvest. Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Thanks, Mark. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs ended the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Southern live deals are marked at mostly $188, $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business was up mostly $310, also $2 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Herod Livestock Market in South Dakota, the USDA says there was good to very good demand for the large yearling offering. The majority of it was black steers off grass that was sold in strings and loads. Quality and flesh were both attractive, with most of the grass cattle on light to moderate flesh. There were a few loads of cattle out of lots with some heavy flesh. The market overall was active. Medium and large one feeder steers, 905 to 949 pounds, brought $244.25 to $254.25. Feeder steers, 951 to 989 pounds, brought $236.25 to $244.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 1,080 pounds, brought $204.50. Boxed beef closed mixed on light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 98 cents at $313.77. Select closed 29 cents lower at $297.19. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up nearly 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with very few negotiated purchases. There was some pretty impressive business that took place in the first half of the week as processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. So Friday's sluggishness wasn't a surprise. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, helping provide some price support. Hog weights have declined over the summer months, but are still running well above year-ago levels. And with ample supplies of market-ready hogs, there is plenty of pork available. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.16 lower with a weighted average of $84.07. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed lower, down $1.55 at $104.31. The primals were lower across the board. Estimated hog slaughter was 476,000 head, up 38,000 on the week and up about 58,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were pressured by weakness in the cash markets and fund liquidation. And lean hog futures ended the day lower, pressured by the steady to lower cash business during the session and long-term demand uncertainty. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Direct Cattle Business Friday was mostly a 188 live. Midwest butcher hog markets were closed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were up with concerns about weather. September beans were 9 higher at 1018. November was up 10 and 3 quarters at 1027 and a quarter. Oversold, September corn was up 4.5 at 386 and a half. December was 4.75 higher at 403 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on cash pressure and fund liquidation. October live was down 165 at 182.07. December was 240 lower at 182.20. September feeders were down 365 at 248.15. And on profit taking and questions about sustained domestic demand, October hogs were 45 lower at 76.57. December lean was down 17 at 69.15. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The House Ag Committee gets a bleak farm financial report. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Members of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee recently found out why farmers are worried about their financial future. At a committee hearing, multiple witnesses laid out a scenario backing up USDA projections for a big drop in farm income. One of those witnesses was Dana Allen Tully, president of the Minnesota Corn Growers.
USDA says farm income will fall sharply this year. The biggest year-to-year drop on record, net farm income will fall $43 billion or 27% after falling 19% from 22 to 23. Since 22, net farm income has fallen 40%, the largest two-year drop on record. The national average corn yield a farm would have to make this year to break even is 219 bushels per acre, 27% higher than the 10-year average. And for soybeans, it's 56 bushels or 12% higher.
Allen Tully says even if a new farm bill with a stronger safety net is passed, it may not do it all.
Unless conditions change, we're facing a perfect storm, though I don't think it will be fully understood until early next year, when farmers are unable to secure loans because they can't cash flow. Plummeting crop prices, high costs of production, doubling interest rates, natural disasters, and tightening credit are some of the key culprits.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. An economist says the one dairy product China continues to regularly import from the U.S. is very important to farmer profitability. Mary Ledman with Rabo Research tells Brownfield, China remains important for the sale of dry whey, which helps support dairy prices.
Every penny change on the dry whey price changes the class 3 milk price by 6 cents. So a 10-cent change on dry whey is a 60-cent change in the class 3 milk price.
She says China has added a lot of milk production in the past 5 years. But
they have not expanded into cheese production. And to do so, they would have to do it on a much larger scale to really impact our whey exports to China.
Edmund says on the world dairy market, the U.S. has been less impacted by the changes in China's import needs than some other countries like New Zealand.
For New Zealand, this has been a real game changer because New Zealand exports over 95% of their milk production.
Meanwhile, a bipartisan bill recently introduced in the U.S. House would increase resources for farmers impacted by highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. The Avian Influenza Research and Response Act, introduced by Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin and California Republican David Valdeo, would direct the Secretary of Agriculture to establish a dairy biosecurity education and training program and codify in law a recent rulemaking that allows dairy producers to be compensated for the loss of milk production because of infection. Cash dairy prices ended the week lower Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was down 1.5 cents at 61 cents, blocks down 4.75 at $1.85, barrels down 2 at $1.93, butter down 2.25 cents at $3.10.5, and non-fat dry milk was unchanged at $1.24 per hundredweight. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
There are plenty of lenders out there, but few know farming like Compere Financial. We are here with industry knowledge, a commitment to agriculture, and a will to help you succeed. Whether you farm 300 acres or 3,000, or your herd size is big or small, Compere Financial, here for you. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compere.com today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 81, a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms. Breezy tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong, a low of 61. Tuesday, light showers ending by midday, a bit of sunshine later in the afternoon, a high of 72. Tuesday night, clear and a low of 53. Wednesday, partly cloudy and nice, and a high of 78. That's a look at weather for today. Keep in mind, there could be some rain and showers and thunderstorms, especially going into the evening hours. There is a flood watch for Sauk County that has been posted for tonight through tomorrow morning. Right now, we're at 74 degrees.
Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. Be.
I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake it, baby, shake it. I said, shake, make it shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shake going on. Oh, let's go.
Shaking going on. Jerry Lee Lewis here on WRCO. We'll get the latest take on weather with the expert Tony Schumacher in just a bit. Right now it's 74 degrees, certainly a warm overnight. Yesterday, several times I kept thinking, okay, it's going to rain. It's looking like rain, and we never really got that. Maybe a drop or two here and there, but today they're saying that it may be more rain-like. So we'll have more details in just a little bit. This is Barbara Mandrell.
Hold me, let me be a little girl again. Don't want a lover now, I need a friend. And a warm, safe place to be. Hold me. Don't want to talk, I don't want to smile. I only want to hide and rest a while. Hold.
me. Don't wanna talk, and I don't wanna smile. I only want to hide and rest a while and have you holding me.
Barbara Mandrell on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show.
Slaughter cows are stronger, calves steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The better Holstein bull calves sold up to $600, with the beef crossbred calves up to $725. The fleshier slaughter cows sold $140 to $153, with the thinner cows $112 to $122. Grass-fed steers and heifers sold up to $179. If you have feeder, dairy, or slaughter cattle to sell, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola can provide you with a local competitive market. Call 627-1401 to get in touch with Darren, Colton, or Jim about your livestock marketing needs.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday at 11:30. This week's auction includes a retirement auction from Iowa County. All home-raised and using AI breeding, Holstein cows are bred back to AI. Black Angus, milked in a stall barn. Plus, a high-quality run of fresh cows, two-year-olds milking and bred-back cows, springing heifers, first-calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit StateAuction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, things are quiet for now, but that will be changing later today thanks to a front stalled out across the area and low pressure swinging in from the west along that front. That will enhance the moisture across the region and give us a good chance of scattered showers later this afternoon. Even the possibility of some heavier thunderstorms by late this evening, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. There could be some very heavy rain tonight as well on a strip from west central through southeast Wisconsin. Right now, a flood watch posted in Sauk County and points north and east, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that, where a couple inches of rain could fall on fairly saturated soils, leading to some quick runoff and some rises on streams, some flooding of low-lying areas and ditches. Be very careful if you must travel tonight. Now, we do expect the brunt of the rain to be done by tomorrow morning, but still a few leftover light showers. Things will dry off tomorrow afternoon as high pressure settles in from the north with some drier air. Should be several quiet days after that to help things dry up a bit, with comfortable temperatures as well. The forecast for today, mostly cloudy and humid, 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high near 81, and the wind becoming east-northeast up to 10. Tonight, breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, some could be heavy, low temperature about 61. Tomorrow, chance of light showers ending by midday, then a bit of sunshine by late afternoon with highs in the low 70s, the wind northeast around 8 to 16. Tuesday night, mainly clear, patchy fog possible, low 53. Wednesday looks like a nice day with partly cloudy skies, high at 78. Thursday should be mild with a mix of sun and clouds, low in the 50s, high in the upper 70s. Friday, more clouds and cooler, with a 30% chance of spotty light showers, especially by midday, high 74. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 76. And Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, high 79. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.